Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Another night of NC2A basketball, Penguin style, from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn with Patrick Kayab-Yab alongside, and Leona George Davidson is in the house. She's going to be sitting in with us tonight, too. We probably hear from her down the road. About 9 minutes and 20 seconds to go until we get this big NC2A game off between the Penguins and Brown University. That's right, the Brown University from the East Coast in the house, Vermont style. 9:06 to go, fans. And with the pregame notes, here is my partner, my lovable sidekick, Patrick Kayab-Yab.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get started with tonight's opponent, the NCAA Division I Brown University Bears from Providence, Rhode Island, out of the Ivy League. Have not played since a 61-57 home win over Vermont on December 7th, their third consecutive victory. The Bears are led by Sheila Dixon, who averages 14.8 points and 6.2 rebounds per game. Hannah Pasafuime out of Sequel High School near Santa Cruz is averaging 13.6 points per game as well. Last game, Kimi Nakamura for the Dominican Penguins scored a career-high 19 points in a Dominican 79-55 non-conference defeat to a 9-1 University Sioux Falls on December 16th. Taki Takoi contributed 10 points all in the first half, and Danielle Yamauchi had a game-high 8 assists, and Kayla Valentine had a game-high 8 rebounds. Tough schedule for the Penguins. The 8 non-conference losses by the Lady Penguins this season have come against 7 teams that currently have an accumulative record of 46-29. Two of those losses came on the road against Alaska Anchorage, the 10th-ranked NCAA Division II team in the country. In the latest USA Today / ESPN poll, Dominican begins Pacific West Conference play next Tuesday, January 3rd, in the Conlin Center, versus number 5 Grand Canyon University. Now let's go with the league leaders. Sarah Nelson started her first game of the season against Sioux Falls. She scored all 8 of her points in the second half and remained second in the Pac West in blocked shots with an average of 2.1 per game. Lauren Height is 11th in the league in blocked shots, and Dominican as a team is second in the Pac West in that department. The Lady Penguins also second in the Pac West in 3-point shots made, led by Nakamura, third with 1.8 per game.
Piab, you know, I am reluctant to ever correct you, but you did say that Grand Canyon was number 5, when in fact they're number 15 in the nation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Now, it's still
the
up
one.
There.
Yeah.
And there is a 5 in it, so I'll give you that. And fans, for those of you who are wondering about the return of Killian Larson, it's not going to happen. NC2A rules requires that Larson sit out a season after the transfer from Dominican. So if you were expecting to tune in on January 3rd, the opener, as Piab just mentioned, Killian's not going to be playing in that game, unfortunately. I'd love to see the big man back in the house.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? He might stop by for a visit if that's possible. I mean, I know he can't travel with the team, but I know after talking to Casey Gibson, he is trying really hard to try to make a trip to Dominican to visit his few folks.
Well, in fact, Killian did text me and let me know that he was coming to visit. I don't know if it'll be that week, but I know it's coming up. He said February, actually.
Yeah, that's what he told Gibson himself as well.
All right. So with 6 minutes to go, fans, Piab and I will be back with the starting lineups. You're listening to NC2A Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to radio.dominican.edu. The Dominican Penguins face against NCAA Division I Brown University. So here's your play-by-play man, Stuart Horn.
Thank you very much, Piab. Another great night from the Conlin Center fans. Happy New Year, Piab.
Well, Happy New
this
Year,
this is our
Stuart.
Very last broadcast of 2011, fans. So hopefully the Penguins can make the most of it, although they have their hands full, especially watching the Brown University players warm up. They have got a pretty long row to hoe tonight, yeah, with a 123 to go, fans, until we get this one underway. Both teams are out on the floor now. Penguins have just emerged from the clubhouse. The NC2A referees are in the house and approaching media row right now. In fact, the officials from the NC2A, Skelly Wingard, Elonda Range Robinson, and Marissa McConnell, So those three ladies are in the house, shaking hands with the Brown University coaches. And no doubt we'll be over here to shake hands with Brianna Chambers and Tony West, the coaches for the Mighty Dominicans. And here come the referees as the Brown University players are all wrapped up in each other's arms. They've been on the road a while now, P.I., isn't that right?
Yeah.
When did they play their last game? I heard you in the pregame talking about that.
Last time Brown played their game was over Vermont. It was a victory over Vermont University on December 7th. And that was their third consecutive victory.
Okay, I wonder when they got out to California. I do not know. But we do have the overhead announcements going now, and we will get to the national anthem, the handshakes, the starting lineups, and all of the rest of the fun and frivolity that is a part of DU basketball. Each player has their own individual and unique handshake with each of the coaches. So I think you have to know two handshakes, P.O.
Yeah, I told you. I'm saying this before every game. Coach Tony West is the Pablo Sandoval of our Lady Penguins.
Yes. All right, fans, here we go. Both teams are out on the floor and lined up. We're getting ready for all kinds of stuff. There's overhead announcements going on right now. And by the way, fans, if you'd like to watch this game, you can watch it live right now on America One. You can get there by going to DominicanAthletics.com/live video for a couple of bucks. You can tune in. And all of the money goes to, and it's just a very few dollars, by the way, P.O., but all of the money goes to Penguin Athletics, and that's a good thing. So we are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. There we are, fans, the national anthem. December 29th, 2011, the final game of the 2011 campaign. This part of the campaign, and after tonight, Piab, we break into actual league games. So far, the Penguins have not played any conference games where they, as you might imagine, are currently 0-0, having not played any games. But tonight is not a league game, but a big one nonetheless, as Brown University has come all the way across the country to play against the DUs. So for the Brown University, let's see, their record is 6-4 so far under head coach Jean-Marie Bure. And for Brown, they will be sending out number 10, Lauren Clark, a 5'6 sophomore out of Colts Neck, New Jersey. Isn't that your hometown, P.I.? Colts Neck, New Jersey?
I think it's pronounced Colts Beck. I don't know.
Okay. Well, you would know because it is your hometown. Number 20 is Hannah Pasafuime, a 5'10 senior. Number 23 is Sheila Dixon, a 5'10 junior. Number 30 is Aileen Daniels, a 5'10 senior. And Lindsay Nickel, number 44, is a 5'11 junior. Lindsay Nickel wears number 44, and that's Willie McCovey's old number.
Yeah.
You remember that, for those of you who are Giants fans. For the Mighty Penguins under head coach Brianna Chambers in her fifth season. So far, the Penguins' record is 1-8, but they've been on a very tough schedule so far. Number 4 is Kayla Valentine, a 5'6 sophomore out of Chino, California, down south. Number 12 is Danielle Yamauchi, the 5'4 freshman, the freshman sensation out of Torrance, California. Yamauchi has been a great point guard so far. Number 22 is Jasmine Green, the 6-foot junior out of Glendale, Arizona. Number 24 is the three-point specialist, Kimi Nakamura, the 5'6 junior out of Sacto. And Melissa Wise, number 33, the 5'10 junior out of Novato. The Penguins are out on the floor. The Penguins will be defending the Northern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins traveling from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard, attacking the Southern Hoop. P-Ob, your thoughts, pregame thoughts, please.
Well, my pregame thoughts is to watch out for Sheila Dixon. She's a guard that's standing at 5'10", and she can completely light it up. She leads the team in points with 15 and rebounds with 6, and she leads the team in steals with 20. And Coach Burr for Brown University has the ability to use Dixon as an off guard as well as a small forward. So look out for her.
The 5'10 senior Aileen Daniels will be in the middle for Brown. For the Penguins, it'll be Jasmine Green. Green tips it out into the backcourt. Yamauchi has it, bringing it up very quickly to the right side. Over to Kayla, and Kayla throws it away, trying to hit Green on the give and go. Down low, 19:52 to go, no score. One pass, and it went out of bounds. It's not the way the Penguins wanted to start, but I guess if you're going to muff a pass, do it the first one of the game. Now Brown drives in very simply up and around the Penguin defense, and attacking is Daniels from the right side. She drives in from the left, actually, to the right. Nails the deuce. Now the Penguins on offense. Over to the left side. Kimmy's got it. She drives in, kick out to Kayla on the right wing with a head fake. Kayla, low bounce pass, stolen away, swiped away by Nickel. Nickel brings it up and drops a dime on it.
That's just a tough 1-2-2 zone. That's the first time we've seen a 1-2-2 zone played in the Conlin Center.
Nickel knocks it down, 4-zip, Penguins trail, first half action. Kimmy, right side, over to Kayla again. This Kimmy to Kayla thing is not working. And Nickel steals it away. And back into the hands very quickly. And the Penguins are giving them away to Sheila Dixon, who rides it in from the left side. 18:54 to go, fans. Penguins are down by 6. Piable, stay right here. I don't know if the Penguins know what hit them. I don't know what's hit us.
Well, you know what? This is the first time they're playing a Division I opponent. So you expect Brown to just come out a run-and-gun team. But it's their zone that's killing the Penguins, a 1-2-2 zone. You have the person playing on the one side. She's chasing everyone else. And people on down low, they're not creating penetration for the Lady Penguins. So this is a really tough defense they're playing. So I'm expecting Brown University to stick to this zone or maybe switch off to a 2-3 zone as well, because zone is killing the Penguins right now.
Penguins are going to have to do something. Their hands are full. 6-0. The Penguins' hands are full, but their basket is empty. Here we go, fans. 18:52 to go. We continue. Kayla right side. Same move the Penguins have opened with all of the three previous series. And some massive defense, and now a backcourt penalty as Kimmy Nakamura chases it back after the errant pass by Valentine, and the Penguins have nothing good going right now. Shout out to all the Brown listeners. Browns fans, Penguin fans, alumni, faculty, staff, everybody listening, all the students checking this game out. 6-0 Brown. Penguins haven't scored. Here's Dixon right side. She drives it in. No good. The putback, though, by Aileen Daniels goes down. Daniels in perfect position, Piot.
Daniels was just too quick. That was just too quick. And now the defense of Brown is causing turnovers for these Penguins.
8-0 as Kayla walks with it. So the instant the Penguins get a handle on the ball, they can't handle it at all. Coming up on 18 minutes, fans, first half. Brown back up. Right side is Dixon, the 5'10 junior. She's out of Schenectady, New York. She throws it off to Pasifuime, who takes it right side. And Pasifuime drops one from 9.5.
That's where the height of Danielle Yamauchi affects her. Pasifuime just shot it right over, and Danielle Yamauchi jumped as well.
Inside of 18, and Kayla's got it. She's forced and fouled by Brown's Lauren Clark. First foul of the night for either squad, 17:56 to go. The Penguins are down by 10.
34, Lauren Hyatt
comes in for the DUs. She's a 6'2" freshman out of Oak Hills. Went to Serrano High School. Also, Stephanie Carnes in place of Yamauchi and Green. So we'll try and mix it up a little bit. Bringing in the 6'2", and now the air ball off by Kayla from the right side goes. 3-ball attempt way out there on the right wing. Can't get it to fall. 17:50. Penguins getting cream, P.O.P.
Yeah, well, Kayla was forced to take that shot. She couldn't find anything inside. They tried to deliver something inside the green, and that didn't work out. So this is just a tough, tough team.
The Brown Bears in the house. And now a foul is going to be called down low against Kayla Valentine, who had to jam the hand in there against Sheila Dixon. Dixon's a lefty, I believe, P.O.P. She's shooting everything left. I don't know if she is a lefty, but she's shooting from the left. And she's not a lefty. She's so smooth from the left. Now she goes from the right side. Dixon off the glass. So she does it both ways. 12-0, 17.5.
Well, averaging 14 points in NCAA 1, I mean, these shots are easy for her.
As Pia mentioned, the Brown Bears in the house. They are an NC2A Division 1 team where the Penguins play in Division 2. 3-ball attempt by Kayla right side, short. No good. Dixon now runs it up, heaves off the no-look. It's tipped out of bounds by Carnes at the last instant, right after it bounced off the chin of Aileen Daniels, the 5'10 senior. Daniels went running in after Dixon no-looked her. Carnes got a hand in there. Here's an easy short 2-ball, but miss. Put back up by Daniels, 14-0. Daniels has been in perfect position to catch every boxed-out rebound, and the ball is bouncing right toward her, P.O.P. Wow. So Nakamura now being guarded very closely by Dixon. Driving it in is Kayla Valentine. Too much window. Valentine's the only player to shoot for the Penguins. three balls that were missed by a long shot, and now this layup from inside the paint was not even close. And that's just defense right there. Valentine's usually spot on. 16.5 to go, fans. Penguins down by 14. Ball up, no. Finally, a clean rebound by the DUs as Wise gets it. Left side, Kayla. Against Dixon, Kayla drives in off the baseline. Valentine! And she's fouled along the way, so she'll get a chance. And has put the Penguins on the board, 14-2.
Look, they need Kayla to heat up. She's the team leader in scorer with 10 points per game, and she has the ability to heat up.
You would agree that Nakamura, as well as Wise, has that same ability. 14-2, 16-18, Kayla on the line to make it three. On the way, back spinning nicely, perfectly. So let's hopefully we can get Kayla to catch a groove, considering the Penguins came out to a 14-0 opening. That's tough on morale. 16-16, fans, the clock rolls. Brown brings it up right side, Lauren Clark. She's got Carnes on her playing some violent defense. Oh, she's pushing her all over the place. And now the foul is finally called against Carnes, who just overdid it there. I mean, there's heavy defense, and then there's climbing all over the player. Inbounds Brown, sideline. 16:06 to go. The clock rolls. Dixon, hand up. She's in between the circles, flips it off to the right side. Pasifuime has it. Back over to Dixon. Long three ball on the way deep, taken down by the Penguins. Jasmine Green takes it down. Flipped off over to Carnes. Now Nakamura's got it back to Steph. Top of the key, right side, flips it over to Wise. 15:48. Penguins down by 11, first half. Wise is in trouble. Now it's tipped into the third row of the grandstand by Dixon. An immediate timeout. So we will be back in about 30 seconds, fans. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
To Penguin Radio, the official radio home of Dominican University of California Athletics. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Throws it up and away we go. Backcourt serve, a big one here. There's Bain, sets it, helps it across, bumped up in front of the net. Here's Ashley Sand with the kill! 23-22, Penguins lead here in set number two. Killer by Jessica Jones ends it, where you can put that win on ice.
That's right, fans. Penguin Radio on the air from the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayab, Yab, and Leona George Davidson in the house. 15-37, 14-3. Penguins are getting cream peed on against a bigger, badder team of Brown Bears. I mean, that's exactly what was expected. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying as if we expected anything else. The Bears, Division I, the Bears, a great team, traveling all the way across the country. They're very fresh, haven't played since the 7th of December. And they walked out and opened up with a 14-zip run against the mighty Penguins.
That's always a good and bad thing because you don't even know if they're actually warmed up for this game, but they came off fresh, like you said. So,
yeah, you never know, but we do know now.
Yeah.
They're fresh. Not that the Penguins aren't. The Penguins just, you know, they got a tough schedule. You put any Division II team, especially new to the Division II. This is the first full year the Penguins have been in Division II play, coming out of the NAIA. And now playing against the Division I team. Left side after the kick out. No look over to Taki Tekoi, who's come in. She goes down low. Uh-oh, 1 second on the shot clock. And it's deep. That's a shot clock violation as Carnes heaved it up there, trying to get some rim but couldn't get anything. 14-3, Brown ball.
Brown switched their defense to a 2-3 zone, so I guess I was right on that one.
The Penguins have in there Taki Tekoi with Stephanie Carnes, Jasmine Green, Kimi Nakamura, and Lauren Hyatt. And the two ball goes off by Aileen Davis. And Davis is at 6 points now with 15 minutes to go. 16-3, Penguins trail. Here's a three ball right side by Nakamura. No, I said Davis, it was Aileen Daniels. Whatever it is, she's killing the DUs. Now the Penguins are back on defense. And the three ball goes off from way out there. Lauren Clark left wing, no. Down with it, Stephanie Carnes across the middle. Browns with no backcourt pressure. Nakamura three ball on the way, hooped out, back at her. Instead it goes into the hands of Pasifuime. She brings it up to the left side and they zigzag it in there right into the hands of Sheila Dixon, who muffed it out of bounds off the end line. 16-3, 14-22 to go. And the Penguins are going to bring in now Sarah Nelson. And Yamauchi will return. Ariana Flynn for the first time tonight. And Melissa Wise returns. 14:21 as the clock rolls. Yamauchi brings it up as Carnes gets back in front of Media Row. Now Taki's got it on the right side. No look out to Wise on the way. Three ball short. And Brown lets it go. That was interesting. They could have easily grabbed it, but just let it fall out of bounds. Get a little extra time off the clock, I guess. 16-3 with 14:09 to go. Not sure why they did that. They just allowed it to roll out. Could have just easily picked it up and kept the ball in play. But instead, they chose to just let it fall. So Brown now right side brings it up. They've brought in Caroline King, a 6'2" junior out of Valencia. And she flips it off after the travel by Pasafuime. No question, she pinched that one between her hip and her right wrist, not looking at the ball. Took her eye off the ball there, Piab, and pinched it.
Hey, check out the lineup the Penguins have here, Stu. They have Wise, Carnes, Flynn, Takoy, and Nelson. This is a scoring lineup. They're trying to get some points on the board.
That's right. They've got four scorers, and Nelson down low, who gets the ball after the pass by Flynn is errant. Goes off of the left hand of the outstretched arm of Nelson. Nelson can't hold on to it. 16-3. So after the three-point play by Kayla Valentine about 3 minutes ago, the Penguins have done nothing. Since then, Brown has only scored one time. But Brown has the ball now with 13.5 to go, fans. We're 6.5 minutes into it. Left side off the backboard. Brown goes up, hits the side of the backboard. I think it was Nickel. Was that Lindsay Nickel? I couldn't see. The coach was right between me and the shooter. But either way, the foul was called on Ariana Flynn. And the shooter, in fact, was Pasafuime.
See, I was just looking at the work down low by Caroline King. She just out-muscled Sarah Nelson for a box out.
At 6'2", King is the biggest player in the house. And I don't just mean tallest. She's almost as big as you, Piop.
No, she is bigger than me.
Is she bigger than you?
Yeah, I'm only
It's hard to imagine.
I'm only 5'9".
You're the biggest guy on the radio squad, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can box me out. But I can still dunk on you, son. 13-25. Oh, no. Carnes brings it up left side and heaves it out of bounds, intended for Taki Takoy down in the corner.
But even with that turnover, don't count Carnes out. She had 15 points one game last season, and she was heating up that game.
So far, she has none. 13-20. So Carnes is capable. However, the Brown Bears right now are playing defense such that the Penguins have not seen, maybe ever. So tough is the defense. And now the shot on goal left side by Browns, number 15, is Katie Mahoney, and they wave the bucket off. That's an offensive foul.
Yeah, she pushed off with her left hand.
Penguins bring Danielle Yamauchi back in, along with Lauren Hyatt, in place of Sarah Nelson. 18-3, the Penguins trail with 13:06 to go, fans. Pretty good crowd on hand considering classes are out for the holiday break.
Yeah.
Penguins now on offense after the foul committed by Brown, and the Penguins throw it away. Easy move for Brown as they pick it up over to Pasafuime. And the ball ends up out of play near the area where the Penguin cheerleaders would be if the Penguin cheerleaders are in the house. But considering it's a break, they're not in the house. And now the Brown Bears repay the favor as they bring the ball inbounds on the short side, right under the bucket. They throw it inbounds, and it goes out of bounds after it goes right through the fingertips of Lindsay Nickel, the 5'11 junior. So Nickel looked up on it, and it squirted right through her hands. The Penguins now on offense with 12:45 to go. 18-3, Dew trailing the Brown Bears. Yes, that Brown University. Same one. The one you're thinking of. Taki, left side. Gets it over to Yamauchi. Yamauchi being guarded very closely by Brown, and she throws it away as Lindsay Nickel gets right in the way of it as she's in the paint. Nickel now chucks it back off, down low to King. King goes top of the key. Back over to Nickel, drives it in with the kick out at the last second. Kayla now dives on it, jump ball as it's loose in the middle of the paint. And after the jump ball, it will go to the Bears. 12-14. That used to be a jump back in the NBA days, yeah. Or the ABA days. If players fell on a loose ball, they just re-jump it. But now it's a possession arrow. Goes the way of the Bears. 12-14 to go, fans. Penguins trailing by 15 points in the first half. You can have the halftime extravaganza. That happens at halftime, usually. Tell you more about that in a moment. Nichols got it. She goes down low. Right side gets it over to Mahoney. Katie Mahoney, a 5'10 freshman. And Mahoney squirts back out over into the corner and then throws it away.
Look, the person that checked into the game was Natalie Bentz, and she's my favorite player to watch because she's the only one on the Penguins that does the dirty work. And what I mean dirty work, rebounds, block shots, and she dives for balls. This girl's incredible.
Bentz, the 5'9 sophomore in her first year with the Penguins. You're right, she's been a great get. She's not been starting, but she's a great player to have off the bench. And you're right, she's not afraid of anything. She just set a screen, two screens on this play for Yamauchi. And now the jumper by Kayla is good, and the Penguins have scored again for the first time since 16 minutes, Piop. That's a five-minute interval between scoring moments. 18-5 now the DUs are trailing. Sheila Dixon drives in the right side and is fouled on the way from the baseline. 11:21 to go, and she'll go to the line.
Not to mention, all 5 points from the Penguins are from Kayla Valentine. So if she heats up and she starts making some shots, the Penguins could still be back in this. They're only down by 15.
The foul is committed by Lauren Hyatt. We will go to a media timeout now, fans. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting live from Dominican University of California, this broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Piob and I will be back in 30 seconds, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, we're back from the timeout. You're listening to NC2A Basketball. From the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Now with the play-by-play, here is my lovable sidekick, Patrick Kayabia.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas and a happy new year to all of you. To the line, we have the scoring machine for Brown University. This is Sheila Dixon, who averages 14 points a game. 16, I should say.
I think you talked her out of that one.
Yeah. She misses the first one out of that one. You know, Dixon's a scorer. Just the way she moves the ball, she's a great scorer. She soars to the basket. She's a ball hawk. She's great on defense. Leads the team in steals and rebounds. All-around player. And she also had an interview with ESPN. This girl's the real deal. Wise top of the key with 21 seconds left on the shot clock. Yamauchi, the change of pace point guard, tosses it to Nakamura. Nakamura back to Yamauchi. You know, Yamauchi could shoot the three ball as well. Don't be afraid of that. Now Yamauchi, still a freshman, knows how to handle. Back to Nakamura, three ball. Off back iron, and that's rebound by Daniels and pushed to the ground by Natalie Bentz. Like I said, Natalie Bentz is a real, real tough machine to be against. She pushed Daniels to the ground, and that's her first foul in the game.
Bentz is right in there, hanging in, playing very intense ball.
And like you said, Stu, Bentz is not afraid of anything. This is why she's my favorite player to watch. She does the dirty work. Oh, big screen there by Jordan Juker. Juker to Dixon, up and in. 21-5, and now Melissa Wise on the rise. Almost loses the ball. Hyatt nails that one. And Hyatt with her first points, 21-7. Dixon, what a soar, and that's missed and rebound by Bentz. Hyatt in there. Tosses to Yamauchi. Yamauchi to Nakamura. Nakamura stuck in the corner, and that's the bad place to be against a Division I opponent. And that toss out of bounds, it will still be Penguin ball. And Carnes will check in for Yamauchi, and Nelson will check in for Hyatt. Interesting, the 5-1 Carnes will be inbounding to Bentz. And they're going to say that Bentz stepped out of bounds. So ball to Brown. So Pasifuime will return for Brown University as well. Pasifuime is second on the team in scoring for Brown University, number 20. Pasifuime also a captain along with Daniels. She crosses half court. Look at Steph Carnes being scrappy, and same with Bentz.
Bentz just got a shoulder in the mug.
But the thing I like about that, she's still up and going. She's not scared of contact.
No, she got knocked real hard before the bucket was converted, but she stayed right with it. You're right.
Benz could lose a tooth and still be going. And there's a turnover by the Penguins, and turnover right back, Melissa Wise. No, if Wise heats up, the Penguins still have a shot at this. To Nakamura, to Benz. Benz not known for her offense, and she traveled. Checking in now is Taki Takoy and Jasmine Green. Jasmine Green, another great pickup the Penguins had in the offseason. It's 23-7 with 9 minutes, 28 seconds left in the half before the halftime extravaganza. Ball on the corner. Nickel drives it on. Nelson, great D. And pushing it is Takoy, the captain of the Penguins. She'll lay it up, and there's going to be a jump ball. A jump ball.
Wow, that was just a massive defense. Takoy was right there, and she got wrapped up with Brown's Lauren Clark under the bucket, and Clark held the ball on the way up. That was heads up by Clark.
That's just great D.
Yeah.
Inbounding Carr. She's trying to find Nelson. Can't find him. Finds Green, but she rushed the shot. She was excited for that. And the defense by King helped her miss that shot.
From 2 feet away, fans. That is her bread and butter.
Nickel, mid-range, Jay. That's tipped by Daniels. Another Brown possession. 8 minutes, 55 seconds left in the game. Well, half. And there's Daniels. She's trapped in the corner. Finds another corner man. That's Nickel. She'll shoot it.
Uh-oh.
And she nails it. The Brown crowd going crazy. 25-7 in the Conlin Center.
There's a lot of Brown fans here, considering Brown University is over 3,000 miles away.
And a lot of Brown signs. Carnes to Takoy, and Takoy gets hacked. And she gets hacked by
I want to go back for a second, Piob, to that play where the Penguins, they're so excited. And every shot matters so much now that, as you mentioned, Green rushed the shot on the inbounds right under the bucket. And I said it's her bread and butter, which it really is just, it was almost one of those shots that's too easy.
Yeah.
That's how tough Brown is playing.
And also it's the presence. It's the presence that Brown has. Just to know you're playing against a D1 school, you want to make every point.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Sometimes the shots can just be too easy, and they let her have that one.
And now, there's just a little confrontation between the players and referee. They're saying Penguin players cannot cross the black line of out of bounds. Steph Carnes yelling ball in the face of Lauren Clark. And there's a collision there, and that's between Steph Carnes. There's a foul on 31. That's Carla Wellington of Brown University. And Carnes is rubbing her left knee, and she is hurt. She got hurt on an offensive screen. 8 minutes, 12 seconds left in the half. Coach West telling the team they need transition defense in order to stay in the game. Change of pace point guard. Yamauchi back in the game. Guarded by Clark. Crosses over. Crosses over again. Trying to find the open man. Takoy is open. Finds Wise inside. And Wise is fouled. And now there's five fouls on Brown University. We have a media timeout. Please stay tuned. Brown University against Dominican University of California here on radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned. Penguins squad. Right now we are trailing 25-7. Penguins are still in it with 7 minutes 56 seconds left in the half. So the Penguins are really looking forward to just trying to score now. They try to cut their lead to 15. I mean, Penguins are still in it. They still have a chance to at least cut the lead to single digits before half is over. And Tony West knows, the assistant coach of the Penguins, she said transition D will help them win this game. So let's see if transition D can help the Penguins.
I think the Penguins are going to try and get within 10 by halftime. That would be a nice place to be.
If they could cut it to 10, that would be perfect. And there's Wise jumper.
Yeah.
And she's helping Stuart Horm out. 25-10, Wise nails a three. So they're down by 15. And the Penguin bench is going crazy.
Stuart Hormel. All right.
And the bench of the Penguins caused the turnover, especially the defense by Ariana Flynn. the Penguins forcing turnovers. That's what they're good at. Melissa Wise inbounds to Yamauchi. Yamauchi crosses half court. 26 seconds left on the shot clock. Tokoi in trouble. Guarded by their playmaker, Dixon. She fakes. Tokoi is getting outworked by Dixon. She needs a screen. She's looking for a cutter. Finds Wise.
Oh!
She dove in there just like a wide receiver. And let's hope she's not hurt. No, she got up right away. But the thing is, that was a turnover, so it's Brown's ball.
Oh, boy, Wise hit the deck so hard there.
But you have to love the hustle she had for that ball. She just dove in there like a wide receiver, like Crabtree.
She really did.
There's Brown. Oh, and they're saying she stepped out of bounds. And yes, the Penguins force another turnover. The Penguins are still in this, down by 15. Checking in, who's having the best play that Brown has is the captain, Daniels. And now there's a timeout by Brown University. Please stay tuned here. Penguins against Brown University Bears on radio.dominican.edu.
That's right, fans. We have the halftime extravaganza coming up in 7 minutes and 7 seconds, where Piab will bring you all of the stats, all of the numbers, and the radio debut of Leona George Davidson. Now, with the play-by-play, here is Patrick Kayabyab.
Yamauchi will cross half court once again to Flynn, the three-point specialist. The Penguins have 2 3-point specialists in Nakamura and Flynn. Flynn finds the cutting. Oh, she found the cutting to Koi, but the ball could not rim in. Good D. Flynn turns it over. Flynn takes it away from Brown University. She'll cut to the basket. Finds Wise, and there's another turnover. Brown Forrest pushing it. It's past Afuime. Back to Dixon. And sent away by Melissa Wise. Flynn for three. Yes, sirree. And the Penguins are on pace to cut this lead to 10. They're down by 12. 25-13. 6 minutes, 17 seconds. And look at the Brown coach. He is frustrated if this ball game gets cut to single digits. The defense of the Penguins looks amazing. Ball on Clark. And she, oh man, Daniels hits the floor hard, and she's holding her wrist.
She was tripped inadvertently by Taki Tokoi, but Taki didn't mean to, but she was rung up on the foul. Totally inadvertent.
Look, the Penguins are not a dirty team. Not at all. Just the way they play, they're not dirty. They're just very, very great at defense. This is the first season I've seen the Penguins actually go to their defense instead of offense. In previous seasons, they had too many scores, like Tammy Bronner. And these guys were just flat-out scores that didn't play D. I mean, no knock on Bronner, but that team did not have D. This team does. And there's a three-ball made by Pasafuime. And this lead gets back to 15.
Bronner was only one of the greatest scorers in DU history. So when you're talking about her being, her, you know, having, if the Penguins didn't have a whole bunch of Bronners. The Penguins would have loved to have a whole bunch of Bronners.
Oh, no, they would have. She reminds me of just a Monte Ellis, a flat-out scorer.
Yeah. But you're right. They're playing much bigger defense this season. No question about it.
And there's ball trying to force it to Green. Tokoi finds the loose ball. Ball still loose. Tokoi cannot get it, and there's going to be a foul. That's a foul on Dixon, who just sat on Tokoi.
She sure did. Tokoi was down, face down on the ground. Dixon, I don't know if she fell on her or if she just sat on her.
Look, you do not want to see Tokoi on the ground after she sustained a season-ending knee surgery last year. You don't want to see her on the ground at all.
That's right. It was last January. Tokoi had the ACL injury and sat out until just about 3 weeks ago when she finally returned after months and months of rehabbing. 28-13, by the way, as the kids run out onto the floor to wipe up the sweat marks where the ladies hit the deck. Whenever there's a scrum for the ball, then you got to get the kids out there with the squeegee, the big squeegee on the 6 or 7 foot stick. Now the referee is indicating, I'll give you the play-by-play on the squeegee, okay, Pia? Look, the referee is now indicating where she wants the squeegee kid to wipe it up. Okay, we're back underway. Here's Pia.
Look, these 8-year-old kids, even with the squeegee, they're working hard, maybe harder than both teams. Yamauchi finds Nakamura.
Uh-oh. Oh,
through the hands of Green. Green's frustrated.
I've never seen the Penguins throw the ball away so much. Well, seriously.
It's the defense of Brown. Brown's too tough.
It's got to be it. It's got to be it.
Even against Sioux Falls, Penguins did not turn the ball over a lot. It's the Brown University defense. Carnes. She's open for three. Back to Carnes. She shoots it again. Three ball out. That was a good shot by Penguins. That was the only open look they had.
Yeah, that was a good look. Three ball was deep, though.
There's pass to Fuime. Finds Weldadigi. And there's Nickel who nails a half-court shot. And there's a 30-second timeout by Coach Chambers. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. Welcome back to Radio.Dominican.edu. The Penguins facing off against Brown University, and they're only down by 17. They have a good shot of cutting this to single digits. Into Hyatt. Hyatt nails it. And Hyatt nails has 4 points on the night, and the good thing is they had points down low. That's something the Penguins could not find all night, even last game.
Brown opened with a 13-0 run, and it's now just a 15-point game.
And that's a three ball. That was made by Waligi.
That Nelly Waligi at 5'10", she is a shooter from the outside.
We have the halftime score for the Dominican male at Cal State Stanislaus. They're down by four, 37-33.
Stanislaus. Down by four. Penguins down by four.
There's a three ball by Yamauchi. And that was off front iron. Look, Yamauchi could shoot the three ball, but that was defended well against Brown. Pass to Fuime for three. No. Rebounded by Hyatt. And Yamauchi, the change of pace, point guard. She pushes it to Nakamura. Three ball. No. That's rebounded well by Brown. That's Nickel. She crosses half court. Nickel back to their point guard, Clark. Clark stands in at 5'6", shortest person on their team. Nickel. Oh, good D by Nakamura. First time I've seen her play tremendous D. Back to Clark. Pass to Fuime on the corner. Back to Nickel. Good D. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. 3 seconds. Daniels, a fadeaway. Rebounded, and it's off Green's hands. It was tipped by a Penguin. It was off Green. Media timeout. We'll be back.
No, we're going to stay right here. We're just going to talk about this last couple of plays that happened with 2:45 to go, fans. The Penguins are trailing by 18. Squeegee guys are out on the floor again. Oh, look at that. Both of them. We have multiple squeegee guys out on the floor now. But that last play was sort of epitomized the way the thing's going for the Penguins tonight. Green had the easy rebound. Three Penguins under the hoop. No Brown Bears anywhere near it. And she muffed it right out of bounds off the end line. Just by looking up on it or something, it's almost as if the bad luck is following the Penguins tonight by the fact that they're so jumpy. They're just not playing smoothly right now. Kimmy can't get anything to fall, and she's the best three-point shooter we've ever had, one of the best.
Look, no knock on Jasmine Green. She made the game-winning shot against Chico State. She's the best rebounder on the team, in my opinion. And she's even a better rebounder than Sarah Nelson, who stands at 6'4". Yeah. And Nelson's still growing. Nelson's a growing product. So the Penguins are looking great in the future, especially with Yamauchi. She's a change of pace point guard. I said that multiple times. Because you have Carnes coming in, she's going to deliver you for defense. Yamauchi knows how to – she's fast. And that's what the Penguins need. They need speed on their backcourt, and that's what Yamauchi brings.
Yeah, and definitely not knocking anything against Green. But, you know, when a great player like Green, who's in her first year with Breonna Chambers, has a game like she's having right now, it's such an anomaly that you can't just ignore it.
Oh, no, it is.
It's one mistake after another for the Penguins. But here we go, fans. Here's Piop.
Dixon guarded by Flynn. Finds pass to Fuime on the corner. That was just a great inbound play that Brown just found on their chalkboard. Down 36-15. Down by 21. Penguins trying to cut the lead to 15 before half. 2 minutes, 25 seconds left in the game. Tokoi crosses over. Finds Flynn. Oh, she had an open three ball. Now she's getting trouble. Wise picks up her dribble, and she'll throw it away. Interception by the Brown head coach.
He's not in play, is he?
No, he's not in play.
I didn't think he was suited up.
Or let's say assistant coach. Their head coach, Jean-Marie Burr. She's in her 24th season. 289 career wins for Brown University.
Wow.
Had one NCAA tournament appearance, and she's on pace for 300 wins. And she's the winningest coach in Brown University history, even in men's. So that's thrown away by Brown. Miscommunication. Good D by the Penguins.
Yeah, it was great defense by the Penguins. It forced that thing out of bounds, and the DUs get the unforced turnover.
36-15. Penguins down 21. And Carnes will cross half court. Now they're going to rely on their half court offense. Brown is playing just great D. Their 2-3 zone is killing the Penguins. The Penguins cannot find any open threes. They're too quick. But the thing is, the Penguins are hanging in there. They're not giving up. There's no look of dismay on them. Carnes with 7 seconds left. Finds Flynn. 3-ball. Ugh. That was from NBA range, and that almost went in.
Wise that was about 24-footer.
Wise with a rebound, but it gets stolen away by Brown.
You know what? If Brown's defense, if they can force the Penguins to shoot those 20-plus footers all night, they'll let them have it.
And there's the biggest person on the floor, Caroline King. Nails her first points of the day.
King knocks down the deuce from very close range after Brown zigzagged it right in there. That was some round ball right there, 38-15.
What Dominican's trying to do right now, they're just trying to find penetration in the paint, but they can't because Brown's D is incredible. Look at the hops shown by Dixon. Finds the open man. This is a all-you-could-eat buffet for fast breaks that Brown's having. But great D by Sarah Nelson. She swats that away.
Yamauchi returns for the Penguins.
Yamauchi will return for the Lady Penguins.
Wellington
Sarah Nelson. It's 38-15. Penguins down 23 with 52 seconds left in the game. Sarah Nelson has inbounded. Brown University has it. Back to Dixon. 47 seconds left. 19 on the shot clock. Shot by Dixon. Off iron. Easy rebound by the Penguins. By Brown in the paint, and that's going to be a foul by Nelson. 38 seconds left in the half.
Dixon with the buckler from the right wing, and she went limp-wristed. You know what that means, P.I. When the wrist goes limp and the ball's halfway there, you know what it means.
Yeah.
It means they think they made it. She didn't make it, but it looked very nice. It's a great stroke. One thing about Brown is that the ball is missed. If the shot is missed, they're just in perfect position for the putback.
That's the first make on free throws for Brown University. That was made by Jordan Juker.
She missed it.
I'm sorry. 38-15.
Juker on the line.
Oh.
Taki fell into the paint, so it didn't matter.
They didn't call a line violation. 39-15. Taki calling the game. Oh. Calling the play, and that's thrown away again. But look at Wise just hustling for the ball, and she forces a turnover. Wise is very competitive. This is what the Penguins need, competitors. And that's all I believe everyone on the team has. Takoi, 3-ball, off back iron. Flynn got hit in the face going for that rebound. But Brown is still going to be had the possession. And here's Stuart Horn for play-by-play.
The last 15 seconds of the half, fans, 39-15. Brown brings it up. Dixon's got it right side. She takes it the distance. Now at the last second, she dumps it off. Errant shot. Down under. Wise got wrapped up with 2.7 seconds to go. She got wrapped up with King. Wise is going to lose that battle every time. King towers over her and has got her by 30. 2 seconds to go, 39-15. Dixon to bring it in on the short side. Brown inbounds, one. Buzzer. That's the end of the half. And Brown manages to add two right at the end there, Pia. 41-15, fans. And Brown University, the Bears, have traveled all the way across the country, and they are well in control tonight. Started off with a 13 run on the Penguins, and I really haven't let up since. There was a moment when the Penguins got within 13 in the first half, but currently 41-15. And before the halftime extravaganza, we want to welcome in Leona George Davidson. Good evening, Leona.
Hey, Stuart. Hey, Patrick. How you doing?
All right. It's great to have you here on radio.dominican.edu. Now, you're a Pathways student, isn't that right?
Indeed it is.
Talk
so
about
thrilled.
Pathways. Do you love it?
I love being a Pathways student. I just found out that I'm a junior.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
So you'll graduate in, the class of 2013?
13 or 14.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
That's good. And you're going to be a part of the radio team next semester.
I've got my little books all ready to go, and I'm getting my practice right here tonight.
That's very exciting stuff. Anybody want to give a shout-out to? Because you know everybody in the world is listening.
Oh, well, I have to say hi to my husband, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. All right, from courtside at radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates to all corners of the universe. And beyond, it's radio.dominican.edu. We will be back with the halftime extravaganza in about 9 minutes. Stay with us, radio.dominican.edu.
Of California, she's ready to go. We're ready to go. We got 2 minutes left until the second half begins their play. But I got people to watch for, and that is Dixon of Brown University. She at least went off on Dominican numerous times, and Dixon, in 13 minutes, she already has 7 total points. And the thing is, she's not even in foul trouble with 1, and she has 4, and she has 2 rebounds per game. And Hannah Pasafuime leads the team in Brown with 10 points. The Penguins are still fighting. Jasmine Green, I mean, she's turning the ball over, but she's a player. She knows how to play, and she's their dirty work player. Same goes with Natalie Bentz. Doesn't score points, but she does all the dirty work. These are the two players I like for Dominican University. But playing and stepping up right now as the team leader in points, that's Kayla Valentine. She has 5 points on the game today, and she's been stepping up. She's been asking for the ball. She's been wanting it. Kimi Nakamura has been looking at open 3 balls all night. Hopefully she could sink one. And Ariana Flynn nailed a 3, and she's hoping to find more 3s to make as well. Jasmine Green, Natalie Bentz, dirty work players. These girls could play. They don't score points, but they could play. So we'll be back in a minute, 23 left, here on radio.dominican.edu. Brown University against Dominican University of California. We'll be back.
All right, here we go, fans. 20 minutes overhead, second half action coming up, 41-15. Penguins getting creamed. See if they can turn that around, make something good happen here. In the backcourt, Melissa Wise. Penguins will be attacking the Northern Hoop now for the second half. Northern Hoop here at the Conlin Center. Green with a nice pass from Kayla. Green in and out. Rebound, Brown. Bringing it up is Lauren Clark. Clark had a great first half. Now they go top of the key. They get it over to Lindsay Nichol. Now they're working the outside of the wheel. Clark, she goes back over to the right side. Nichol's got it. Nichol, who scored the second bucket of the night tonight, has just been incredible since, especially defensively. Nichol, jumper right side, 3 ball on the way. No. Tipped out, Penguin ball. Yamauchi brings it up. Right across the middle of the house here at the Conlin Center. Across the insignia, gets it to Jasmine Green down low, turn around. Green goes right, then goes left, then missed the bucket by 3 feet.
Good post moves to just try to find an open position to score.
Great post move. She got the move, pulled the move off, couldn't get the shot. Green now tips it out of bounds after she gets a big rejection on Aileen Daniels. Daniels was down low, right side baseline. Jasmine Green flipped the hand in there, got all ball, 18:58 to go, 41-15 still. Nobody scored so far in the second half. Inbounds to Clark. Left side, Dixon. Dixon drives in against Kayla. Dixon with a hook shot, left-handed off the front of the bucket. It bounces off the back of the bucket as she was coming in from the side. Dixon now feeds it down low, and perfect give and go to Aileen Daniels, right side. Good ball control by Brown, 43-15, 18:38, and everybody in the house saw that one unfolding, and the Penguins couldn't do anything with it. Here's Nakamura top of the key. She goes over to Yamauchi, back over to Jasmine, down low, Melissa, jumper. Wise has got the good hand right now, as Wise knocks down the deuce from 3 feet, 43-17.
Wise is a true scorer. Once she starts heating up, it's all done from there.
Penguins would like to have a good showing tonight with 18:14 to go. Not a lot of whistles in this one. 5 fouls committed in the first half by the Brown Bears. 4 committed by the Penguins. Here's the first one of the second half, committed by Melissa Wise.
Remember, Jasmine Green is still playing with a bad ankle. She suffered a sprained ankle 2 games ago against Chico State.
Speaking of the game against Chico State, it'll be aired on Comcast 30 tomorrow night at 5 o'clock p.m. That was a great game. Fans, I won't tell you the outcome. Tune in tomorrow, Comcast Channel 30 and Marin TV, tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, and watch it. First free throw now by Lauren Clark is good. The second one bounces out, and Dixon somehow gets the loose ball. Now almost muffs it away as Nakamura forces the issue. Dixon comes up with it, fires it down low with the baseball pass. In the way of it is Jasmine Green. Green comes up with it, 44-17, 18 minutes to go. Penguins on offense. Jumper, Wise, left side, two!
Melissa Wise heating up, leads the team 7 points.
Good play there as Wise got this great assist by Green after the steal. Now Dixon muffs it away almost, is able to get it off to Aileen Daniels. Left side, Daniels hands it off to Nickel, and Nickel powers it home. Lindsay Nickel from the left side, boy, there's no touching her. And now a whistle, timeout called by Brianna Chambers. 46-19, 17-34. Penguins look a little bit better here in the second half.
They probably had a good prep talk just to get them energized for this second half. And look at Wise. Wise really wanted the ball last possession, and before the timeout, she's heating up, and she wants to score.
17-34 when we come back. Radio.dominican.edu. Penguins trail, 17-34 from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, and the rookie, Leona George Davidson, is here. You heard her during our halftime extravaganza. Pathway student here at Dominican University of California. As was yours truly, a Pathway student, Piab. You knew that.
Yeah.
That was many, many moons ago, though, fans. Penguins now on offense. Kayla's got it right side. She drives in. Oh, Kayla gets absolutely slammed by Nelly Willedgy. Willedgy pounded into her. Kayla bounced off and was able to knock down the hook shot. 46-21. In the second half, the Penguins are looking, A, much better than they did in the first half, and B, they're looking better than the Brown Bears.
Yeah, especially energy-wise. Check out the team.
Yeah, they're shooting better, better defense, and better energy. Now, in a case like this where you go into the clubhouse with such a tremendous lead, as Willedgy leaves the floor, she is replaced by number 15, Katie Mahoney, 5'10" freshman. First we've heard of Mahoney tonight. Now the soft jumper is tipped out by Nelson. Loose ball into the hands of Wise. Good steal by the Penguins. But when you go into the clubhouse with such a huge lead, I mean, I think the tendency is to relax. And it looks like Brown may have relaxed at halftime as Nakamura shoots a three ball from the top of the key, doesn't get it to fall. Rebound Brown, left side Mahoney. She's on the wing. She's up against Yamauchi, still playing very intense ball, 46-21. 16:40 to go left side. Over to Nickel, thinking three ball, no. Nickel now drives it down low with a good pass into Daniels. Daniels left side gets a big slap move by Nelson, and then Nelson forces another turnover. Left side, Kimmy thinking about it. Kimmy goes 2-on-1 to Wise, drifting. Oh, no! Wise, it was in and out, and it came out. Boy, that went more than 360, too. That went around an extra half. That was close to a 720, and it fell out. That looked like Tony Hawk above the coping. And now a whistle off ball is called against. Is it against Nelson?
No, it was against Brown.
Did you catch who that was against?
I didn't see who it was against. I saw a five.
I know it was against Brown. Okay, it was against number 10. That's Lauren Clark, her first. 46-21, fans, 16-11 to go in the second half. As Wise heads off the floor. She's been replaced by Natalie Benz, the 5'9 sophomore, and Piob's favorite player. And rightfully so. Benz has been a heck of a get. We've talked a lot about her, especially in that Chico game. 46-21, fans, 16 minutes to go. Speaking of the Chico game, tomorrow night at 5.
Yeah.
They're going to replay it on Comcast. So exciting. Okay, Nelson's got it now. She's out on the wing. Nelson had a clean look, but won't take the shot from way out there. Here's Carnes. 7 on the shot clock. Taki. Right side, Taki. 5. Benz. Turnaround. 3-2. Can't get the rim.
It was a tough shot. She was going to her left and tried to shoot a fadeaway.
All right, fans. We have immediate timeout. So we will now hear from DJ King on radio.dominican.edu.
Hey, children. My name is Broom. When I'm not selling my precious ice cream babies that I gave birth to, I'm listening to radio.dominican.edu, my favorite station ever made. sports, music, movies, and more. So tune in and...
Piot, isn't that your song?
Yeah, Teach Me How to Dougie. I love that song. I could even Dougie.
1540. I saw you do it at halftime a couple games ago. Here we go, fans. Back underway, 46-21, Penguins trail. It's been Brown Bears all night. Uh-oh, soft side, wide open is Nickel. Three ball, yes. Nickel just pounds it home from 22. And there wasn't a Penguin anywhere on that half of the court. And Taki Takoya's got it way out on the right wing, and she throws it right into the hands of Lindsay Nickel, who's guarding her from about 2 or 3 feet away. Nickel just picked it up and dumped it off to Dixon down low. Dixon gets a massive rejection by Sarah Nelson, and the Penguins bring it up. Carnes to Takoy. No whistle, a very late whistle.
She traveled. She caught her own air ball.
Taki fired one up from the right side on the baseline. It was blocked and then caught her own air ball. You're absolutely right. She's called with a travel. 15 minutes exactly, fans, in this one. 49-21 in the second half on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins on defense now. Brown. Jacqueline Schoninger brings it up. She hands it off to Dixon. Schoninger, the first we've heard of her tonight. Uh-oh, same spot by Nickel. Three ball again. Nickel just knocked two of them down from exactly the same place at 21 and a half feet out. Knocked them exactly the same place on the left wing. All alone, too.
You leave a Brown Bear open, you suffer. Suffer anything.
52-21. And the Browns are really starting to pull away now. With all those three balls falling down by Nickel. 14-12 to go. Here goes another three-ball attempt from the left wing by Schoninger. And that one goes, the 5'8 sophomore. Schoninger knocks it down. And now the threes are falling everywhere at 14 minutes to go, fans. Kayla, left side. Penguins looked really good in opening the second half. Winded now. Here's Kayla, three ball. Yes, that one rattles home. And that's exactly what the DUs needed, something good to happen. They trail by 30. Now that hurts to say, 13-44. Left side, Schoninger. Finally, the Penguins with some pressure. They're not working the outside of the perimeter, though, at all. Nickel drives in. Now she muffs it away, and somehow Brown comes back up with it into the hands of Dixon, flips it underneath. Kayla came up with it, but a three-second violation called against the Bears, and it looks like the DUs are going to get it on the unforced error. 54-24, 13 and a half to go. Here's Pia with the play-by-play.
Valentine drained the three last position they had. She's the first Penguin with in double digits with 10 points, and she ties her season high in scoring. So, Takoy, the captain, calling for a play. She's like a quarterback. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. Back to Wise. She wants to score. Hyatt gets tipped away, and Brown University finds a way for the Dominican Penguins to force another turnover. Mid-range, Jay, and it's tipped up. Brown with another possession. Second chance points are killing the Penguins, and it has been all season. And there's a foul on Lauren Hyatt. And taking a trip to the line is Caroline King. The Brown crowd was going crazy just on that foul.
I think they all saw it. It was so flagrant. Not T-worthy, not even close to that. Wasn't that flagrant. But it does put King on the line. I think this is the first time King's been on the line. See what kind of shooter she is.
Doesn't look that big of a shooter right now. She missed that free throw off way big time.
Not even close.
Well, you're standing there at 6'2", and you play power forward your whole life. I don't know if you're meant to shoot mid-range Jays. Let's check out her second. And she nails that one. Shut me up.
That was nothing but swish.
55-24, 12 minutes, 47 seconds. Flynn, three ball off, rebounded by King. And King is rustling for that ball.
She was. She was really throwing the elbows, trying to pull that thing in.
That's the reason why Nelson's wearing a mouthpiece. She doesn't want to get hit in the chops.
Well, that's right. Especially after we saw Melissa Wise get the mouth full of blood.
Yeah.
A couple games ago.
And
heated
up.
Sent her to the hospital.
Lindsay Nickel just heating up.
Again, Nickel with a deuce from the left side.
Nickel. And there's Sarah Nelson. with an assist from Hyatt. Cuts the lead there, 57-26. Penguins still down, 12 minutes left.
That was a sweet play. The D has worked it down low and got it to the big man, Hyatt.
There's a mid-range J air ball.
No, that was Nelson, I mean, not Hyatt.
And the Penguins find a way to force another turnover. Media timeout, radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
57-26, Penguins trail. As the Division I Brown University Bears visit the Conlin Center. Brown out of Providence, Rhode Island, of course, in part of the Ivy League. Their last game was December 7th, where they won their third game consecutively. And should they hold on, if they can possibly hold on tonight, Piab, which is highly unlikely, only leading by 31 with just under 12 minutes to go. But if Brown holds on tonight, it'll be their fourth win in a row. Penguins, though, the Penguins have something they want to say about that. I mean, only down by 31. Could be worse. Could be 51.
Yeah.
57-26, fans. Penguins are still playing beautifully in the second half. We'll give them that. 11:50 to go. And now they work it down low. Nelson throws it away. Just as I was extolling the virtues of how wonderfully the Penguins are playing, Nelson chucks it right away in a scoring attempt, trying to set up the play, and threw it away. One thing you need to do if you want to score is you got to work the ball down low, and the Penguins couldn't manage to do that against the big defense. Here's a scissor legs hopper from the top of the key by Dixon. Missed it deep and gets her own rebound, fighting through the paint. Oh, boy, there was a push-off by Carly Wellington in the paint somewhere. Off ball, and none of the, clearly a foul, none of the referees called it on her. And now a delayed buzzer on Wellington. And the Penguins are going to get it back. I think that was, that may have been a little payback for Wellington's off ball movement just a few seconds earlier. She ultimately gets called.
Yeah.
57-26, fans. 11:15 to go. The Penguins on the long end. No backcourt heat at all. And here is Piab.
You know, a goal the Penguins could try to get, of course, win the game, but how about try to get 50 points? 25 points for this half. Oh, and getting hustled on. That's Jordan Juker stolen away by Green.
Gotta love that name. She did juke in order to steal that ball.
Yeah. And you need, I mean, in football you have to juke, but maybe in basketball, like, you use a pivot as a juke. So
I don't know.
There's Valentine, leads the team in points, and there's a block, and Shelly a trip to the line, and this is a bad sign. This is a bad sign. Your leading scorer got on the floor, and it looked like she sprained an ankle, but now she looks good.
That was all set up by the steal by Sarah Nelson, who got a rebound, stole it away from the player, ended up feeding it to Valentine, who went the distance, but then twisted the left ankle on the landing.
First free throw, and that's good.
Oh, that was pretty. Wasn't that sweet? Valentine's knocks it down so beautifully.
For you folks at home listening, if you heard that swish, that's how beautiful that swish was.
Let's get another one out of her. Valentine. Yep. Swish.
She made that one. Didn't hit rim at all. No. And there's a steal by Carnes. Carnes setting up the offense, trying to find a cutter. She'll drive it in herself. And that's her first points of the game. Stephanie Carnes standing in at 5-1.
Carnes hanging tough, the 5-1-er. She's one of the top scorers for the DUs, always right there with assists. And tonight gets her first bucket of the evening as Tekoy gets ready to re-enter. Be up.
Steph Carnes scored 15 in a game last season. She could heat up. Rebounded by Valentine.
Uh-oh.
And they're going to say she traveled. Valentine was trapped in the corner. This is what Division I opponents do to you. Tough defense, getting stuck. They'll make you turn the ball over.
You're right. Valentine was stuck in that right-hand corner way down at the other end, and she had two of the Bears all over her, and none of the Penguins ran back to help her. She had no help at all, and they finally forced her to move, and she walked with it, and that's an unforced error, the type of which, just exactly as you mentioned, Division I teams force Division II teams into that situation. But it's a great learning experience for our girls.
Yeah.
You know, to play against a Division I team. Even though sometimes it hurts when you look at the score.
And now D'ing up are the Penguins. Cross court pass. Shot. Mid-range. Jay missed. Rebounded by Flynn. Flynn caresses that ball now. Back to Nakamura. Nakamura trying to cross over, and she turns it over again. Brown is gonna try to waste clock with Clark running the offense. They have two point guards in with Schottinger and Clark. Schottinger goes in there at 5'8", and they're gonna say there's a blocking foul on Carnes.
Hey, Carnes is playing such defense. It's just, again, she did it in the first half once or twice, and more than that, she only got called once or twice, I should say. And here she finally gets called because she's just climbing up the offender. She's climbing up the legs of her and won't let her move, which is good defense. She just overdoes it a tiny bit and gets called.
I was talking to Carnes. I've been in her class. I was a bio major before. I was talking to her as like when she was a freshman, and she was saying, "Look, I don't think I'm gonna make the team." But look at her now. She's getting minutes she deserves. She's an energy player that the Penguins need as well.
Oh, total hustle player. Yeah, she's fun to watch, and part of that is that she's such a great scorer.
And there's a little delay, and it's still Brown possession. Taking it out is the 5'8" Schottinger. Schottinger trying to find someone. It's in the post, and there was an elbow thrown, and they're not going to count that. That was an elbow by Carly Wellington, the sophomore from Lake Oswego, Oregon.
They called it. Wellington gets nailed. That's her second. There it is. It's up on the board now, P.I. You see that?
Yeah.
Three apiece.
I'm surprised they didn't call a flagrant on that because she just threw the elbow right into Green's hip. And there's Carnes trying to return the favor. She pushed off with her offhand.
She really did.
There's a kick ball. That was by Lauren Clark of Brown University. And Taki Takoi will take it out. You know, the Penguins have a lot of energy players. The pieces are in play for the Penguins to have a good season this year in conference. A win in Chico State, coming close to a victory against St. Martin's. This team is for real, especially with a three ball like that by Flynn. And by that's off back iron.
That one actually bounced off the rim, hit the standard that holds the clock. I'm surprised they didn't stop play. They usually do.
Three ball by their point guard, Clark. Brown has everything. You leave a shooter open, they'll kill you. They'll kill you.
Even the point guard's a shooter.
There's a shot by Flynn. She's just trying to heat up. Flynn's shots are on point. They're just hitting back iron. Maybe she makes an adjustment, maybe, but... Oh, there's a rebound by Green. Green, a hustle player. But Flynn's a flat-out shooter that could score all day. Takoi trying to find Green inside. There's Nakamura, another three-point specialist. She says, you know what, Dominican? I'm going to make a three-ball for you. How about that? 60-33, 8 minutes left to play. There's a three-ball by Brown off on, and there's a rebound by Green, tipped by Takoi. Carnes finds Flynn. Flynn could shoot. I've been saying this all game. She's trying to find someone. Finds Green inside. Green tried to find Carnes. That ball just tipped away. So much size on Brown's defense. Size and speed. There's Schottinger. She tried to alley-oop it to Pasifuime, but Pasifuime can't dunk. She just easily laid that in. Nakamura spots up for three. Almost. Melissa Wise thought that was on point. And now Brown... slowing it down. The Penguins were on pace to just heat up. They're on pace to put pressure on Brown. And they're just slowing it down. But there's a takeaway. Nakamura pushing. It's a one-on-one situation, but now Brown catches up.
That was
7 minutes left.
That was a learning moment.
How about that? There's a learning moment for the Penguins. They'll get a three ball in. 62-36.
Ariana Flynn.
With six minutes, 57 seconds, Penguins could still try to score 50. Got 36 points. There's a three ball by Brown.
I think that's a good goal you've given them, the 50-point goal is Flynn with the rebound. Uh-oh.
And they're going to call a jump ball. It will still be Penguin ball. Media timeout, radio.dominican.edu. Tune in. Penguins on pace to score 50.
.edu. It's the best internet radio out there. Broadcast by students, but for everyone. From sport to entertainment. If you're not tuning in to DU Radio, you are missing out.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
radio.dominican.edu. From the Conlin Center, Dominican University of California, Stuart Horn and Patrick Kayabyab with Leona George Davidson, your DU broadcasters for tonight as the Penguins welcome in the Bears for Brown University. Coming all the way across the country to be with us. The final game of the 2011 part of the campaign under head coach Brianna Chambers. The Penguins are 1-8 coming into tonight, but conference play begins just 5 nights from tonight as the Penguins will be welcoming in Grand Canyon University to open up conference play in the Pac West. 62-36, 6:43 to go. And back out on the floor are both teams. And back into the booth with the play-by-play is my lovable sidekick, Patrick Kayabyab.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in, this is how we do it. The Penguins are on pace to score 50, and Yamauchi's ready to change pace again while the Penguins cross half court. 21 seconds left on the shot clock, 6 minutes 37 seconds left on the game. Wise trying to find a crossover, finds Yamauchi. Yamauchi, oh, it hits the back. Or back of the head of Melissa Wise.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if it didn't hit Wise, Nakamura was open for three.
Nakamura was anticipating the pass to her, and Wise ran right in the way of it, didn't realize that the no-look was coming her way and hit her right in the side of the head.
Well, Yamauchi was looking for a cutter. Wise cut, but there was an open Nakamura in the corner. Brown University, Division I. This is a heavyweight matchup. This is a heavyweight matchup the Penguins found themselves in. And there's a push-off, and the Penguins are finding ways to cause Brown to get frustrated.
That's another one waved off. It falls, but they don't count it.
That was a sophomore, Sophie Buetel, for Brown. Gets her first playing time, first minutes of her Brown University career. Wise three ball off back iron. And Hyatt trying to find ways to get that loose ball, but can't. Dixon will push it. And now slow it down. 5 minutes, 47 seconds left in the half. Now Nakamura playing heavy time defense. Big screen by Boydell. And there's Dixon, their leading scorer. And there's Wellige. Wellige to Dixon, three ball off front iron. Now ready to push his Wise. Wise crosses half court, guarded by Dixon. Slips and falls. Nakamura is still ready. She can shoot the three ball. Finds Yamauchi to Valentine. Three ball. Kayla Valentine.
That was sweet for Valentine. She knocked that thing down from about 22 feet. The unfortunate part about all of this, Piav, the last 6 shots by the Penguins have been 3-point attempts. So they all of a sudden have this very unbalanced offense.
Well, if they're trying to score 50, that's what they should do. Shoot
the
three
ball. Well, I guess you're right. Keep pushing the threes.
And that's all that's working until Hyatt misses her first shot of the game. Hyatt had four points with 2 shot attempts down low. She was 2 for 2 until then. Back to Valentine. She has 15 points on the night. How about that? Now here comes Brown University again. Fakes it. Backwards pass. And finding Dixon again. Dixon will drive the lane. She'll try to dunk that. And that she gets tripped over. Brown still has possession. 5 seconds on the shot clock. 4. Dixon, clutch. 64-39. Penguins still on pace. I'm telling you, they score 50. This is a big, big-time thing to do against a Division I opponent. That should give them big confidence. Nakamura, three ball. Oh, it doesn't even hit rim.
So
Dixon
deep.
With the rebound. Yeah, she was way off, Stu. Folks at home, Brown University, first time they played Dominican in their Brown career. And they have Coach Marie Burr, who's on pace to score 300 wins as the Penguins commit a foul down low.
That was on Wellige. She was down low and tried to, you know, she was under the bucket in just such an angle that she was directly under the hoop looking up, which is one of the toughest shots there is, because you have to spin it sideways. So she heaved it up there, airballed it, but then was subsequently fouled. Immediate timeout. Piab and I will be back. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. Yeah. 64-39, 3:49 to go. Bears on the line. Here's Wellige. Well, she's been tough. This Nellie Willedgy is only a freshman at 5'10". She knocks down the first one. Bence, Nelson, Takoy, Carnes, and Valentine on the floor for the Mighty DUs. And the second one by Willedgy falls, 66-39. The game within the game, for Piab anyway, is hoping the Penguins can get to 50. And I would agree. That would be a nice mark if they could achieve that. Nelson, top of the key. Nelson's way outside there. Now she works her way down into the restricted area where she belongs. Up and under from Carnes, trying to lay it in. Carnes, at 5'1", ran in there against Sophie Butel, the 6'1" sophomore out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Now it's tipped into the backcourt by Nickel, but the Penguins get it back. 3 on the shot clock, 2. They're going to have a backcourt penalty, and the Penguins do give it up. Turn around to Lauren Clark, takes it herself. Now she backs up in between the circles. Coming up on 3 minutes, fans. Clark has got Bents all over her. Over to Willedgy. Willedgy with the long ponytail down the back. Over to Nickel. Nickel's up against Valentine. Beats her, gets right around her, and then muffs it away. Bents comes up with it. Carnes now down low inside of 3 minutes, fans. 66-39. DU's trailing. Valentine with a softy. Valentine with a 720 spinner. Gets an opportunity for a three-point play the same way she opened the game. The first 5 points scored in the first 6 minutes was all the Penguins could muster. It was 5, and they were all off the hands of Valentine. Willedgy with the foul, Pia.
Valentine's on pace to score 20 points. She has 17 on the night. If she makes this, she's got 18.
In the backcourt is Taki Takoy and Steph Carnes. Mahoney's back in there for the Bears. And Kayla will have an opportunity to convert the tray. With 2:49 to go on the way, and it's deep, and the Penguins cannot get the rebound. As you might imagine, 5-on-3, 66-41, 2:42. Now the walk by Clark. She stutter-step, kind of curl-hopped it there, Piab, and she's called with a walk. 2:41 to go, fans. Wise and Flynn back in there for the Dominicans. Here comes Carnes in the inbounds from Bents. Bents takes her place on the right side of the key as Carnes brings it up and travels left to Takoy, who cups it and then calls out the play. Over to Bents, who's squirted down into the left corner. Taki, top of the key to Carnes. The head fake. There's Wise, goes between the legs. Now she drives in right side, 7 on the shot. Up with it, blocked by Clark and stolen as Taki went up from right under the bucket. Coming up on 2 minutes in this one, fans. Clark's got it. Now they're just going to kill some of the clock. They work it over to the left side into the hands of Mahoney. Now back over to Clark. 17 on the shot. Clark down low. Mahoney gets bumped upon and stolen by Wise. Wise comes up with it. Nice move by Wise. Still playing hard. Wise, no look. Off to Ariana Flynn. Left side off the glass. Yes.
That was a hook shot.
That was. It was kind of a hook shot from her belt level.
Taking lessons from Kareem.
1:41 to go, and a timeout has been called by Brown. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu on the Penguin Radio Network. All right, fans, ball's inbound, 66-43. Piab is hoping for the Penguins to get to 50. With 1:35 to go, though, kind of a tall order, especially considering Brown is holding the ball as much as possible. Flynn now fouls very quickly against Lindsay Nickel.
Well, that stops the clock.
Yeah, that's a good point. All we're looking for now is time. Clark will bring the ball inbounds from the sideline, right in front of the Penguin grandstands. She gets it off down low to Pasifuime, who throws it away but gets it back. Pasifuime heaves it up off the front iron, taken down by Nakamura. Check it. That is Yamauchi left side. Flynn, 3-ball on the way. Oh, deep. Wise tried to get a hand on it. Taken down by Sophie Butel, a 6'1" sophomore. Zigzagging it down there to Pasifuime off the glass. Too much window. And the Penguins with a rebound. Yamauchi will bring it up inside of a minute, fans. 66-43. Yamauchi almost has it batted away by Lauren Clark. Left side, soft jumper. Hey, that one rattles down. A good play by Natalie Benz, a 5'9 sophomore out of Crane, Oregon. 40 seconds to go. 66-45. Clark's going to hold on to the ball at midcourt. She's against Yamauchi. 19 on the shot clock, so she's just going to waste some time. Left side Clark, hook shot. Got a lot of rim. Taken down by Benz. Penguins now on the runner. 24 seconds. Oh, brother. Ariana Flynn throws it away. She had a clean look across the court to Taki Takoi, who was all alone. It was 2-on-1, and she threw it right into the hands of the defender. 15 seconds, and Flynn comes down with a rebound after the missed hook shot goes off by Katie Mahoney. Penguins are going to bring it up, and now they're even slowing it down with 6. Shot clock is off 5. Yamauchi 4. 3. Left side. 2. On the way. Wise. Game. That is that was a rough one tonight, fans, although the Penguins had great moments, as they usually do. And I'd like to say, Leona George Davidson and Patrick Kayab-Yab, you had some great moments tonight as well. The Penguins go down in this one, as expected, but they hold their heads high. Our next broadcast is coming up on the 3rd. When the conference opens up, we'll have it for you live on the air. Piab will be back. I'll be here. And Leona George Davidson, she might be here too. Who knows? Hopefully. Check the schedule, fans. Penguins go down on this one. Their record is now 1-9. We'll see you next time on radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for joining us from Dominican University of California.